From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rebel commanders and opposition politicians say the ceasefire in Syria is on the verge of collapse. They say they are bracing for a government offensive in the city of Aleppo. Activists opposed to the regime of President Bashar al-Assad say they have recorded at least 66 breaches of the truce by the Assad regime and Russian forces over the past 48 hours. They say nearly 48 people were killed in recent airstrikes. South Korea says a high-ranking North Korean military officer defected to the South last year. The announcement was made Monday in Seoul by the South's Ministries of Defense and Unification. The unidentified officer is a colonel who worked in North Korea's General Reconnaissance Bureau, making him the highest-ranking officer ever to defect from the regime. UN envoy for Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed Monday welcomed the cessation of hostilities that halted more than a year of fighting in Yemen. A truce began overnight. The Yemeni government, the Saudi-led coalition that backs it, and the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in late 2014 are all pledging to abide by the truce. It comes ahead of peace talks scheduled for April 18th in Kuwait. U.S. CIA Director John Brennan says his agency would not engage in the waterboarding of suspects even if a future president ordered such interrogation techniques. Following the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S., the CIA used a program of harsh interrogation aimed at forcing terrorist suspects to give up information. President Barack Obama banned the techniques when he took office in 2009, saying many of them amounted to torture. This is VOA News.